Streaming services facing a big dilemma. Should they raise prices or start showing ads? Let's talk about the dilemma. Tom Lason is joining us, a Seattle-based media analyst. You can follow him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Tom, Netflix, I guess, is particularly susceptible to this. They really have to figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah, they're an all-subscription-based model. Hulu's a little bit of a hybrid, has some ads going. The big thing, and we've talked about this before for quite a while, Cisco, is this idea of pricing power. And as more participants come into the marketplace and these companies are forced to eat losses, spending billions of dollars to create engaging content, it really becomes a war of attrition. And so the search is going to be there to, A, find the point of pain for subscribers who, after all, the entire thesis of over-the-top and cord-cutting was to save money and to be able to sustain themselves to be one of the winners in the end. And the research shows, a Morning Consulting and Hollywood Reporter study done last year showed that people are in a sweet spot somewhere between $17 and $27. Once you start bumping up against $30, they're out.
And so even if you have all of these choices, and even if all of them have pretty decent content, eventually there's going to be some losers. People just aren't going to pay for 15 different streaming services.
Sure, that's true. And not only that, but, you know, my television seems to have, you know, changing inputs is against its religion, apparently. And the clunkiness, and we've talked about this too, of the system as it stands now, with hopefully 4 or 5 HDMI inputs on the back of your television while you're sitting there trying to change inputs and remember passwords, when the router forgets who's who, trying to remember what show is Lost in, what channel, what streaming service is Lost in Space in? I can't remember. Where were we watching that? It's clunky. And I really think we are going to be heading to sort of a hybridized system where you have a cable TV-like feel, but with an a la carte power for the consumer in more of a browser-based kind of an environment, where maybe at the end of the day, the cable TV company aggregates your bill and provides some back-end services as their final sort of commoditization of their product, in addition to providing you the bandwidth. So there's lots that's going to happen, and who knows how it's all going to work out.
Yeah, but there certainly are limits to it all. Really interesting stuff. Thank you. Tom Lason, he's a Seattle-based media analyst. If you can find him on Twitter, @TomLason. Just ahead, Travel Tuesday. International travel in times of